Boye. So I'm deciding to record a podcast on ancestors. And I think most of you kind of get by now that like time is always very limited for me, but this conversation is so important that I feel like we need to record a podcast about it when it comes to ancestors, ancestor divination, ancestor invocation, and ancestral veneration. Many people in the diaspora, they have a lot of hesitance sometimes to connect with their ancestors because they feel like, oh, well, you know, I don't know how to set up an altar, I don't know what to say, is there a ritual, is there a chant? And I want to just draw a very important delineation. The ancestral world as a collective versus your personal ancestors are two different things. The way that you would approach the ancestral world as a collective is not how you need to approach your personal ancestors. Of course, you want to be respectful, but if you don't have an altar, if you don't have the perfect prayer, that is no reason and no excuse not to reach out, not to greet, not to thank, not to acknowledge your ancestors, your personal ancestors. We're not talking about anything that is esoteric in nature. We're literally talking about your grandmother's great-grandmother, your grandfather's great-grandfather, your spiritual entourage. This is who we're speaking about. This is your family. Okay, so how would you go to your grandma's house? How would you go to your grandfather's house? Do you feel, if you were a grandmother, would you feel more offended that your grandchildren didn't come to see you? And their excuse was like, oh, I didn't have anything nice to wear. Grandma don't care about that. They do not care about those things. They want to see you. They want to know that you remember them, that you respect them, and that you see them in a position where their advice and their wisdom is important to you. This is what is very important about your personal ancestors. All of the ritual, all of the things that you think are necessary to talk to them are not. Most of the time, I speak very respectfully to my personal ancestors, but there have been some times where I literally sat at my altar and I said, fuck. I was like, all right, ancestors, y'all gotta help me right now. Or they'll do something and assist me in a way, and I'm like, okay, I see y'all definitely my ancestors. Like, I'm really, this conversation I'm reenacting, that's things I've literally said to them. So don't let that be a reason to not get in touch with your ancestors. Speak to them, greet them, not just when you have a problem, not just when you're in trouble. Acknowledge them in their spiritual realm, especially people of the diaspora. You know all that they've been through. And in case it doesn't click yet, a lot of the reason that these people endured all of the pain, all of the humiliation, was because they believed in the cycle of the spirit world. They believed that they were coming back, or they saw themselves as a future ancestor, and that they needed to protect and defend the continuation of their bloodline. These were people that were considering you before you even considered yourself. You see? So some people are wondering why they're going through life and things are so difficult. You haven't reached back. You haven't acknowledged your ancestors, even on a surface level. It's really important to do. And I can tell you firsthand that even on the continent of Africa, you might run into people that don't follow any African spiritual system. They've been converted to Christianity. Interestingly enough, these people, they still respect their ancestors. They still fear their ancestors. They still revere their ancestors. They do not disrespect their ancestors. There are some people that are fully, full-blown Christians, and they'll tell you they don't do X, Y, and Z. Why? Why can't you do it? You'll say, oh, the ancestors said we don't do that in our family. So you see? So it doesn't matter if you don't fully initiate, you don't fully commit as an African. You have to respect and connect with your ancestors. That is the foundation. And to go further into it, many of you are just at a confused and stagnant point in life, and you're searching for all of the answers in everywhere, every blog, everything, every book, and the answers are in your ancestors. And it's not some spiritual thing that we're making up, because now there's research coming out to let us know that the thing that governs our tendencies, our skills, our difficulties, our personality type is DNA. In Ifa, we have something called your spiritual or your sacred DNA. Those are the people that can unlock the problems that you're having in life over everybody, your ancestors. So it's very difficult to understand why people, you know, it doesn't resonate, but I want it to resonate. I want you to understand. Some of the ills that your parents may have suffered may be because of people that they never met. It could have been something that your great-grandmother or great-grandfather did to their grandmother. You see? So you have to look back. You have to look back within your spiritual DNA, your spiritual to see what the persistent problems are, to see what the persistent talents are, what the destinies look like, to know yourself. That is the foundation. People are constantly asking about their destiny and their ori. I'm like, listen, let's clean up and let's find out what's going on in your lineages on both sides. Sometimes you may have a young man, he may feel like he doesn't need his father throughout his 20s and his 30s. He enters his 40s and he's going through a personal and a character testing moment that only his father and his grandfather on his paternal side can help him solve that problem. His father may have gone through the same trial and the same struggle and failed at that age. And so did his grandfather. And the only people that have the answer for you are those people whose path you are walking in, whether you like it or not, because that is part of your sacred DNA. So I want everyone to understand the importance and the role of ancestors in any African spiritual system, and even to people that don't even follow African spiritual systems who are African. You have to find out who you are. And to find out who you are, you have to turn your head over your shoulder and look back as far as you can. And I understand some people, they don't have all of the information. This is why we do divination on these things. And every single person that we have done divination for, they come back and say, I asked this question that you told me, or I found out this information, and it's true. Of course it's true. This is why we do the divination, because there's a lot of fragmented family structures, and I get it. I'm not in, you know, an alternate universe where I don't know that. I get it. But your job is to do the research and do the fact finding to unlock these parts of yourself that have been kept from you, to unlock what your spiritual and your sacred DNA is reading. These kinds of things can go back and heal your mother, your mother's mother, and things that have happened in your childhood that you might have even suppressed just to try to survive mentally. Your ancestral lineage is the foundation of every and all African spiritual systems. And don't worry about not knowing or saying the perfect things for your personal ancestors. That's your family. That's your family. That is your spiritual family. So we need to get that in our heads. We need to get that one in our heads. And we need to understand that those people, more than perhaps sometimes even a therapist who's following a Western model, can solve your problems on a fundamental level just by charting their past backwards. This is why, this is Sankofa, this is why Ifa, we talk about ancestral lineage. There is no African language that doesn't have the equivalent to what Ghanaians say as Sankofa. There is no African spiritual system that doesn't have the equivalent to what Ifa says about ancestral lineage. So even if you don't know the people, consider this. When a newborn is born, he doesn't know that this face looking at me is my mother. He knows that every time I want comfort, I go to this person and they give it to me. He doesn't recognize mommy in his head. And it's like that with the spiritual world. Reach out. Say, you didn't fall from anywhere. Obviously, everybody has a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a grandfather. So just say grandmother. Just say great-grandfather. You don't have to know their name. You don't have to know their face. And if every time you reach out to that spiritual presence, you feel comforted, you feel assisted, then that is your ancestral DNA. Ashe? Ashe. Thank you.